past 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm with Roberta Facinelli in her New York City Deweys. Jennifer's in her Deweys in Los Angeles. Richie's down in his Deweys. Our main studio for our originating network, Radio America, is in Washington. And joining us also is our pal Uri Geller, who is in England. One of the great things about going to Israel and being a name dropper is dropping your name. I had several opportunities to reflect on stories that you have told us, including going to the Mount of Olives and going to where a lot of action took place in the Six-Day War. I was with a general who I had met actually when I was there before, named Cooperman. And he knows, he's done all, takes all the presidents around, takes all the dignitaries around, yada, yada. And so he was talking about the Six-Day War and how it affected so many, like when Iraq and even Afghanistan affects people in our country, but we're not all directly in it. We hear stories, maybe somebody in our family has been in the service, but it's not like a war where the entire country literally is engaged. And that's what happens when Israel goes to war. Everybody is engaged, and they feel like they're at war a little bit now with Syria, even though it's not a hot war, and every once in a while they get the bombs come in on the rockets, and a couple of people get killed here and there. But I felt, frankly, Uri, that it was more peaceful there now than it had been at any time. The feeling was better than it had been. But anyway, back to the seven-day war. In 1967, when everything changed so dramatically, a lot of people were confronted with situations like the one you were confronted with. And it was obvious, you know, you get down to the brass tacks of people. That's why I'm telling the story. Most people, average people, do not want to be at war. They don't want to fight. They don't want to get into the situation. And you've told the story actually so many times with your confronting the Palestinian soldier, and it was either you shoot him or he shoots you, and you sort of stand there. And you can almost imagine, if everybody closes their eyes, put yourself in that position where you would be confronted with someone who's staring you down with a gun. What do you do? And that's, you know, that happens. You told a story about how it happened with you and the Palestinian soldier, and how...
Yeah, I wasn't... it was a Jordanian soldier.
Jordanian soldier.
I was... my unit was a paratroopers unit, and we had to take the French hill in Ramallah, where King Hussein started building his summer villa. Mm-hmm. And yes, I was confronted, and there was a Jordanian soldier aiming his weapon at me and about to pull the trigger. And I was holding my Uzi, and it was tragically an amazing experience, because my whole life flashed in my mind in a millisecond, and we looked each other in the eye, and I knew at that moment, at that very moment, that whoever pulls the trigger first will survive.
Yeah.
And I was indeed faster than him, otherwise I wouldn't be talking to you.
Man.
But, you know, that... event totally changed my life.
Yeah. So how many people, how many other people do you think, Uri, who have been through that same sort of thing, who are Israelis, who've been in a constant state sort of war, or at, they have been ill at ease, shall we say, through all this period. There is now all of this talk about the Muslim Brotherhood and whether the Egyptians are going to keep the peace, and are we going to be able to take care of Syria because the guy who's there is no good, and instead of Muslim spring, it's Muslim autumn, or it's Middle East autumn, or whatever the term is. Things are changing there, and you can feel, because things are changing all around Israel, that things are changing in Israel. More and more people are moving in to the country from other countries. They're immigrating from Africa. They're immigrating more and more from Russia, because the Russians, there's a big thing about Putin. Putin apparently has become extraordinarily unpopular, and they want anybody who's in the Soviet Union or former Soviet countries who's Jewish wants to get out of there. And of course, they're coming to Israel, and so the population in Israel is growing very fast.
Yeah, you see, Doug, anywhere in Israel, you still feel very, very safe.
Yes.
I mean, I remember when I went there with Hannah and Shippy, my brother-in-law, to join the Israeli troops when Israel was fighting the North. We actually drove into Lebanon behind the Israeli tanks. and we've seen the shootings and killings, and bombs were falling all around us. But people in Tel Aviv were walking on the beach, and you just didn't know that there was a war going on in the north.
Yeah.
And the distance between Tel Aviv and northern Israel, the Lebanese border, is not that far.
No.
It's an amazing country. You must have felt the energy. And we, you know, our goal is to create peace with all our neighbors, but it's proving to be very, very tough. Especially now with the uprising in the summer Arab countries, we don't know exactly what the outcome will be. But I still think that the biggest threat comes from Iran, because they are building a nuclear weapon, which will be dangerous for many European countries, and will destabilize the Middle East tremendously.
Here's the thing. This is what I walk away from more than anything else. My own observation. This did not come from anybody, because the Israelis are concerned about the Muslim Brotherhood. But as I read more and more international coverage, or international, coverage is probably the right word, of Muslim Brotherhood, and why they have become so successful has nothing to do with their antagonism toward the Israeli state, the Jewish state. It has to do with one thing and one thing only. And I hope that this maybe proves to be significant in our country. The Muslim Brotherhood has risen to power because of one thing and one thing only, and it has nothing to do with the Israelis. It has to do with corruption in all of these countries. The single thread that is bringing these people into a focus is the Islamic tradition, if you will, of being anti-corruption. There's one thing about Islam and the Muslim world, is that they hate corruption. And these countries have been run by people who are so corrupt. And these people now, because of the tools of Twitter and Facebook and all this other stuff, they look around, they see in countries like Saudi Arabia, where there's a 34% unemployment rate, and these people are spending $300 million to buy a new airplane. And, you know, it's this kind of stuff. They knew Mubarak was getting billions of dollars from, you know, the country was controlled by him and his family.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do business there, you got to do business with them. And there's a 28% unemployment rate in Egypt.
Yeah, well, you know, Doug, all dictators will fall gradually. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. I mean, Syria is about to collapse. I don't give Syria more than 4 or 5 weeks.
No, at the most, maybe not even that much. But these people still hold on. They're so out of touch with reality. Or they think their reality is the world of reality.
The question that has to be asked, Doug, is the people who will take over, or the governments that will be created out of these demonstrations and falling of presidents and prime ministers and generals and dictators, will the new ones be better or worse?
It depends on, I think, the way you're looking at it. The single theme of corruption is more important to them than anything else. Whether they're moderate, the Muslim Brotherhood is moderate, or whatever, or whoever, however, you're not going to stop them, because they are growing in terms of interest. There are those, the secondary part of this is, it's not a step forward for individual rights, the Muslim Brotherhood, or some of the extreme Islamists certainly are not interested in equality for women, and women want equality. So their measure of success, one of the things that I think you hold, if we can find something good in all of this, is that there now is what's the old business, the cat's out of the bag, or the genie's out of the bottle, or whatever it is. You can either you can hate Steve Jobs, or you can love him. And there are reasons for both, I suppose. But in this circumstance, what he created, the tool that has been created by these people who have allowed everyone now to connect on Facebook and Twitter, and they send pictures of what's going on, you can't stop that.
No, you can't, Doug. Let me put it this way. It's easier to understand. You cannot hide things anymore.
No.
That's in the past.
Yep.
Finished. You know, it's just the search engines that are at the tip of your fingers. Every time I want to find out something about someone, about a situation, about a place, you know, I go to the search engines.
Yeah.
and I Google it, and I know everything. People know where you live. People know what you eat. The big search engines probably know exactly your lifestyle.
Yep.
And it's quite.
That's what I say. The good and the bad of this is that you can't hide anything, and that means you can't hide anything. You can't hide any more than you can hide things. It's very difficult anymore to be able to do that. But
next week when I come back, we'll talk about China because I just came back from Beijing yesterday.
Oh, did you? I didn't know you went. When did you go?
Yeah, I went 4 days ago.
Did you?
It was quite an experience.
Is that the first time you've been in Beijing?
Yes, I've never been in China.
All right.
And we have to talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I went to the Forbidden City.
Yep.
I went to amazing places, and I'm returning there in New Year.
All right. So, yeah, let's talk about that. We will. Uri Geller's website is URIGELLER, an amazing place to find out amazing things about an amazing man. UriGeller.com. It's, 18 after the hour and good day.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Looking for the perfect holiday outfit for your children to wear for your family portrait or annual holiday card? For over 30 years, Heartstrings has been creating high-quality classic clothing for children. Known for its great selection of all-American traditional clothing, Heartstrings is a perfect choice for that special occasion when you want your children looking their Sunday best. And for you grandparents out there who are looking for the perfect gift, Heartstrings offers a for kids of all ages. Sweaters, dresses, and durable everyday play clothes. You can browse our large selection of children's apparel at www.heartstrings.com or shop at a Heartstrings store near you. To help you kick off your holiday shopping, Heartstrings is going to give you a head start on your shopping and savings with a 10% discount off your order and free shipping. Go to www.heartstrings.com. That's www.heartstrings.com and use the code DUG10 for 10% off your purchase and free shipping. For news on all of the latest Heartstring sales, go to www.heartstrings.com or follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Just for less than Office Max. Like an Acer 482 laptop with 4 gigs and a Pentium processor. Now an ultra-low $349.99. Save $150 instantly. Knowledgeable staffer standing by. Gifts for less. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Price is good through 12/17.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than 2 big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Want to connect with Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages.
It's all on the team page
at DougStephan.com.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe. After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $1.99 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You know what, Pop?
What's that, son?
Christmas just isn't going to be the same this year.
Well, why is that?
What have you got?
Because Santa's got a brand new bag!
I like it.
That's the mistake I make. I said, Richie, give me a Christmas song.
Jump on the Christmas song.
And then you always complain about the same old song. So here's a little Bob Seger for you. You know what I like?
Sock it to me, Santa. Just bring me
a Sock it
to me, Santa.
Got a brand new bag.
How many chords did he use in there with that guitar?
You got to spread those toys all over town. My socks are
talking to myself.
So you can see. Don't hit me.
I like this. You didn't hear my question?
No, what was it?
I said the chords. How many chords is he using in
there? Oh.
Plug in.
Thank you, Jennifer. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. It's 25 after the hour. It is December the 12th, right?
Today
the 12th, 13th.
13th, yeah.
All right, so I'm in New York in Roberta's neighborhood, and as I was driving in from the airport, I was noticing the sparkle because there are a lot of... One of the things about New York City... And this may be one of the most wonderful places to come in terms of lights and people's energy. And because we're only, 11 days away from Christmas, I could feel it. And I haven't been, I got off the plane at 6 something or other.
Uh-huh.
Got here at 7 something or other. It's 8 something or other. So it's only been a couple of hours. But there is probably no better city, at least in America, than the Big Apple when it comes to... The department stores and the lights.
Are you going to go see the Rockettes?
In a secular... No, I'm going to do my work and get on a train and go home.
Aww.
I haven't seen my little girl
Way
Charlotte
to
for...
Brace the spirit.
Well, but I can get into the spirit by just driving around or walking around.
You see the windows and everything.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's what's so special.
Yeah, Roberta's right downtown, so it's not like you're going to miss
it. It's kind of midtown Manhattan.
Yeah. The department store windows have great stories in them, too.
You
can teach children how to kind of look at those the stories that are there and sort of teach them what the stories are. I think those are kind of...
The Macy's window this year has an interactive component to it.
Really?
Where you can make your own ornaments. And
there's
two touch screens on the windows, and you make your ornament and you pick it up. Yeah, it's really wild.
It is a place to get swept up in excitement. I think that the business community this week... You can do deal. I mean, it's like, okay, next week, forget about it. And from next Monday or Tuesday until after January 1st, forget about it.
What do you mean forget it? Forget about it.
You can't find people to do business with.
Yeah,
I'm here today. This will be the last
deals are put on hold till after
day that I have to do business. While I'm here, I have 3 or 4 different important meetings, and then I don't anticipate being able to do much more with anybody here in New York.
Well, because next Tuesday also to the 20th is the first night of Hanukkah.
Right.
So you have these two holidays running concurrently, and New York is a huge Jewish community as well. So,
right.
I mean, the next week...
They're all
week,
on the plane with me coming back.
Right. Yeah. So next week, forget it.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
So one of the things that I have learned from my trip in Israel, because we did, I bet I walked 30 miles, maybe 40 miles. and I was smart enough to bring very comfortable shoes. If you're going to go around, if let's say you're coming to New York, you're going someplace, and you're going to enjoy the sights and the sounds of the season,
yeah.
Make sure you have good
shoes. You do a lot of walking in New York.
You do lots and lots of walking.
You can always tell the tourists because they're the ones in the high heels.
Oh, my God. Crazy. That'd be Jennifer.
Yeah. No, but I can rock them. Are you nuts? I'll rock my heels. Yeah. I wear comfy ones.
You know where else you do a lot of walking that you wouldn't expect?
Where's that region?
Vegas.
Yeah,
oh,
you do
gosh,
a lot of walking.
A block is like a mile long.
Well, that's just crossing the lobby.
And just getting
the
across the lobby, you're like, oh, my God.
You think
God.
Macy's is, in terms of stores, the one where they have most of the stuff?
What do you mean by stuff?
Most of the Santa Christmas displays.
Macy's is very, very Santa.
Because it's the Miracle on 35th Street.
Right. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
But the best windows this year, hands down, the best windows in New York are Bergdorf Goodman.
Are they?
Are extraordinary.
I look for those when I'm walking around.
Extraordinary. Yeah, well, you got to be, it's up by Grand Army Plaza, about 59th
Christmas
Street.
In New York.
It's fabulous.
I feel fortunate to be here with you, Roberta. 28.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, AT&T's proposed deal to merge with T-Mobile might be dead in its tracks. The $39 billion deal has been under scrutiny by antitrust advocates, including a federal judge who delayed the case until February. AT&T is considering ways to restructure the deal to meet regulatory approval. In other news, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 broke yet another record, reaching $1 billion in sales in 16 days. The record bests the movie Avatar that took one day longer to reach the same sales total, making Modern Warfare 3 the fastest-selling entertainment product to date. And finally, Barnes & Noble rolled out a huge update to the original Nook Color. Most notably, you can now watch movies via Netflix and Flixster and read high-resolution graphic novels from Marvel's collection. You can download the update by visiting bn.com. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Tis the season of some assembly required. So stop in to any participating Napa Auto Parts store this December for holiday savings on select tool sets, like the Crescent Brand 128-piece tool gift set, only $49.99, or the Gear Wrench 5-piece universal ratcheting wrench set, just $29.99. Napa Know How! Now you can get something for everyone in the family, including your car. Offer expires 12/31/11 while supplies last.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Good day, way to be involved in your day, wherever you are. You may be listening in the morning. Maybe some of the folks listening in Israel. I got some new fans in Israel, Richie.
And hi, Israel.
Cool. Online at DougStephan.com with a lot of other people around the world. We know where there are soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq who listen to this program. We've got an email. Well, you always get email from folks in England, other English-speaking countries. I'm now on a quest, Richie. I'm going to try to convince some of my newfound friends over there. They ought to have an English-speaking radio station, which they tried 10 years ago and it didn't work.
They don't have one in
Israel? They do not have an English-speaking radio station. So we want to take over a radio station, have the Doug Stephan Good Day program on over there, maybe a couple of other American shows that are not political, and they could produce a half a dozen or maybe three good local programs of people that speak in English. That's a big English-speaking
population. Doesn't everybody speak English in Israel?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, that's what I thought when I went
there.
The
preference is to speak, obviously, Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not, it goes both ways. Most people who are Israeli speak English. Most people who speak English don't speak Hebrew.
Right.
So,
right.
And I'm, a perfect example of that. 34 minutes after the hour, we were talking about Christmas. If you're just joining us, and how wonderful it is, I feel privileged to be here in New York to be able to see, at least for today, some of the glory, some of the beautiful lights. There's a nice feeling in New York.
Mm-hmm.
New Yorkers, we all know what happened after September 11th, and New York became a different place. And then it went back to being New York. But this kind of this time of year.
It's still different. It's not the same as it was.
No, but this time of year, it reverts to the be good, be pleasant, let's have a good time. People are coming here to spend their money, whatever. So if you're shopping, I'm wondering, 800-510-8255 is the usual number. If you're shopping and you're having to send items to loved ones somewhere else, let's say you live in, what's a good place, Hayes, Kansas,
mm-hmm.
All right, and you have relatives who are in El Paso, or
right.
You have relatives who are in Eugene, Oregon, or relatives who are in Bangor, Maine, wherever you may have relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to send those items, and you think you'll go to the post office to do it. If you're going to send anything via postal mail, you had better do it between now and the close of business tomorrow, or it will not get there.
Unless you do priority mail.
Priority mail
or express mail.
Forget it. They've already told you what they're going to do when they stop. They've already stopped. There basically is no more mail that gets delivered overnight. They'll tell you to get there overnight.
Really?
I ordered something to be delivered, and it said it was UPS Ground.
Yeah, UPS Ground is okay, and so is FedEx Ground.
But even on the thing, it said, we cannot guarantee
right.
The delivery timeline here.
Yeah, but the reason for that, Richie, is because people are not using the postal service because of all of the information
right.
that's come out the last week or 10 days or 2 weeks. Postal service is going to redo itself, reimage itself, so that why would you even bother? unless you don't care when whatever you're sending is going to get there. Yeah. Because
I sent it. That's all that counts.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, right.
It's in the mail.
Right. Thank you, Rishi. We're on the same wavelength. So the Postal Workers Union is pretty frustrated. The problems that are facing the post office are probably unique to, I mean, they've been certainly over the years, there has been one on top of the other on top, just been piling up, stacking up. And now, and I, frankly, as much as I'm not a fan of the Postal Service, I don't feel like it's all their fault, because somehow or other, Congress got to be in their bonnet, and whether there are people that say they were trying to destroy the Postal Service, who knows. But the law that was passed a year or two ago that requires them to fund the retirement of all the postal workers like 40 years in advance or something crazy like that, that's why they're in the hole for $5 billion. They're mismanaged horribly, don't get me wrong, but they've only lost $1 billion a year usually, and the taxpayers make that up. Now it's $5 billion, and they were supposed to have kicked that money in the other day, weren't they? It wasn't supposed to be. I've lost track of this a little bit since I've been in Israel, but I think they were supposed to have funded this thing before the beginning of 2012. At least that's what I remember. If somebody working for the post office, give us a buzz at 800-510-8255. Do you trust the post office? Is the post office ruined? Will you never use them again? Are you close to a branch that's been open for a long time and you're worried it's going to be closed? Do you think it's a good idea, my idea, to have FedEx and UPS bid on it? Let them just take it over. Let them run it. And so and just get the government and get all these people out of it. You want a job? Go work for these people. They'll hire you.
We still haven't found a solution around the problem.
Which problem?
Of, let's say FedEx takes over the post office.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right.
And we know that FedEx as a business is run much more efficiently than the post office is.
Uh-huh.
But then FedEx will probably say to those people who live miles from anybody else out in Montana, listen, there's really no reason for us to go there, so you either come here and pick up your mail, or we'll charge you $22 a day to come out and pick it up. And that is one of the big problems.
I don't think that's I think you would find that would be over. I think that's an interesting point of view, Richie, and a good point to bring up. But I think you would find, if you were to look at the network that they've established, UPS and FedEx have networks everywhere. Their tentacles are everywhere. They go, they supply.
But they're not delivering that person a package for 44 cents.
Right. No, it's not. This is not 44 cents. We're not talking 44 cents anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But that's an unrealistic number because it costs more. That's why these people are in the hole. Forget about them funding the pensions, which was $4 billion. They still lose $1 billion a year because it costs them more.
Right.
These people, FedEx and UPS, will be able to run it more efficiently. By the way, UPS pays their employees more than the Postal Service. Their retirement benefits are better than the Postal Service.
Job,
UPS, FedEx is not there. UPS pays more and runs their business better than FedEx.
Yeah.
They're not as big around the world. They're bigger in America, not as big around the world. FedEx
is
international.
UPS, you got a good job.
UPS is a good place to work.
That sure is.
So,
didn't one of our callers say something about how the post office would be saved if they got their money back from the pension? I guess they have to pay into pensions ahead of time.
That's what I was just saying.
Hello. Yeah.
Jennifer's taking one of those short naps.
I'm a little ill, so if I miss that, but why don't they get their money back? I mean,
they won't get their money back. They just put the money in 4 days ago.
And then they use that money in other places because you don't need it right now.
Yeah. Well, but why did Congress do that?
Right.
Let's take a few calls on this. 800-510-8255, and you can anticipate the arrival of Dr. Ken in about, 6, 7, 8 minutes or so. In the meantime, a few calls on the post office and what's going on in terms of your own feelings about mailing this year. Are you using the post office, using FedEx, using UPS? How are you sending the things that need to go, not across town because you can deliver those yourself, but across the country? What's your scoop? 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
It's the 50% off sale at Toys R Us, and it's one day only. This Wednesday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Say big with 50% off top toys from Fisher-Price, Disney Princess, and Card. Plus 50% off favorite family board games like Mousetrap and Perfection. And earn 10% back with Rewards R Us, our biggest loyalty offer ever. Don't miss our 50% off sale this Wednesday only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details. Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max. Like an Epson inkjet artisan 730 printer and Kindle keyboard for one ultra-low price of $199.99. Hurry now and get gifts for less than an Office Max near you!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Prices good for 12/17 in-store only. See store for details.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
17 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Roberta, Richie, and Jennifer and I with you are talking about the post office, your level of comfort, what are you using to send things. This season, maybe we'll come up with some ideas, saving you time or woe.
You have a
if
big box
will.
There. See, that box has to go to the post office.
Really?
Yeah. It's in California.
Ken, in California, why don't you tell Roberta what to do with her box?
I would never use FedEx for anything. I work for them. It's an awful company. They treat their employees terrible. I work for an owner. FedEx is made up of owner-operators as far as the driving part of it goes.
Right.
They don't pay work anything. There's no benefits, no holiday pay, nothing.
They
expect you to do illegal driving over the time limit that you're allowed, and then they fire you for not doing it enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a terrible place.
Okay, so then what's the resolve? Because post office isn't the way to go. What is your? Are you shipping anything this year further than, let's say, across the state?
No, I don't usually do anything along that line, but I use the post office, or I'll use UPS, but I won't give any business to FedEx, that's for sure.
We got that loud and clear. All right, thanks for your experience. There's a call that doesn't like Mr. Smith. Fred Smith founded FedEx about 44 years ago. Smart guy, but you're right, there are a lot of things. When they took over Kinko's, it changed the corporate feel.
It always does make it so
FedEx.
Big.
It really did. Yeah. Mark, you're up next. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Well, sir, how about you?
Well, I'm sitting outside my post office. I can't go in 10 minutes. I'm not a postal employee. I'm a contract carrier.
Mm-hmm.
And I work for a contractor, and I'm making $25 a day less than I made 32 years ago on the same route.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Is it a rural route? It's an RFD route?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to leave Bovee, Minnesota, and head up toward Big Fork, up to the Wolf Lake Trail, and it's a beautiful, beautiful country this time of the year. It is all the time. It's a nice ride. But there's $25 out of my 100 bucks a day. I got 25 bucks gas, and I got to realistically put 20 away for the car. So I'm not making a day's wages, and most of the routes around here seem to be contractors.
All right. So the post office contracts with you to do the rural deliveries. They don't have regular postal employees in the postal trucks.
Right. There is, in my post office in Bovee, there's one or two regular employees, but they're hiring people and cutting them back, too. Now, 32 years ago, the postmaster retired with, like, I'm not going to say full pay, but near full pay, and that's the money. That's why they're in trouble. There's all kinds of mail.
That he only worked for like 34 years or something, and he got his full retirement instead of having to work 40 or more years like everybody else does. He got it earlier on, right?
Back in the 50s, a postmaster was a political job, and they sat in a leather chair and smoked cigars all day.
Mm.
They've been trying to make it efficient, and the only way you're going to get it efficient is get a Congress that's going to put their damn foot down. And these, you know, it's just like the AFSCME union, the firemen, all these, and the policemen, all these things are Ponzi schemes. And the people that set them retirements up are dead, and they knew they were going to be Ponzi.
And so what you have to do is keep that in mind, Mark. When you're looking at people to vote for, whether it's locally, regionally, nationally, you need to be aware of, and that needs to be an issue that's discussed in all these campaigns. What are we going to do about this situation? Because it's up to the politicians. You need to hold their feet to the fire. Thank you for your experience. And we have two of them. One's in Salt Lake. Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air on Good Day. Hi.
Okay. As far as cutting cost services, why don't they cut out Saturday service? That seems a logical.
I think that's what you're going to see. That's going to happen first, right away, pretty much after the first of the year.
5 days is enough. They can leave out Saturday.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the way to fix it from your perspective?
Yes.
Okay. Are you using the post office this year to send Christmas presents?
No.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Ann's in California. Ann, number two. Hi.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
I have a good postal experience. I mailed a priority flat rate box on Saturday afternoon to New York to my cousin. She called yesterday and thanked me for the box.
Great. So there's a good story. We want to hear the good stories as well. Thank you for telling us that. So there's ups and downs. This is going to be the first time we'll visit with this because this is a hot button with people around the country for sure. Speaking of hot buttons, Dr. Ken has medical information and advice. Report on the Daily Dose of Medical Info is up next here on Good Day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here. He's the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And every day at this time, he brings to you an overview, a rundown, if you will, of some of the hot medical news of the day. And here's one that I can put to music. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Oh, good Lord.
When you chew it in the morning, does it taste?
What's in his Bosco today?
And it must be the
Roberta.
Tea I gave him.
Roberta gave me some tea.
He is really hyped up today.
I've had all this rest on this plane coming back from Israel, Dr. Ken. I'm all set. So what is the story with chewing gum? What's that news?
Well, you may want to pass this out at the next board meeting at your college reunion. This is out of the medical journal Appetite this week. Doug, students who chew gum for 5 minutes before taking a test, they get better marks than those who don't chew gum.
Really?
This boost in academic performance, it appears to be due to the, are you ready, the mastication-induced arousal, which lasts for about the first 20 minutes of a test. Amanda, good luck on your exams today.
Does that work in bars, too?
Mastication. There's the song. It was mastication. You have to be very careful with that.
I'm so glad you said it's true, because I used to do this before my exams in college, because I had heard something about it.
Really?
That must have been why I was such a scholar.
It's mastication to get arousal.
We got it. Okay, let's not underscore that too much. Let's keep moving.
Mastication.
Cell phone usage. News on that, Dr. Ken.
This is your favorite area, Doug, about how science can just bring up different conclusions. This is an example of lousy
who
science.
Who pays for the study? That's what this
is
an example.
Well, this was not paid for by any company. This is out of the medical journal Epidemiology, that the increased risk of having a car crash that's attributed to people using their cell phones while driving may have been overestimated in some past studies. A very clever researcher on his own looked at this and realized that the data from these studies actually looked at a vague time period when people thought they were on their phones, thought they were driving. There wasn't good correlation.
All right, there it is. Dr. Ken, your service on your side on Good Day.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV.
fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The lady is a coal, and not for Christmas a coal, C-O-A-L. She's a C-O-L-E. Her name is Natalie Cole, daughter of, and he was really good with Christmas music. This is from the remake of Miracle on 34th Street. We're on 29th Street, so we're only right up from 34th. That's cool.
It's a miracle on 29th Street that you're here.
Oh, my God, yes. All right. Apparently Ken thinks that I'm wound up a little bit. The music that we get into as we get started with movie moments is an important tradition. We also have a quiz, and today's movie is the number one movie from this week in 2003. We're going to give you three basic clues. One, two, three, count them. And as you listen to the audio, if you can figure out what the movie is, by golly, you'll be rewarded handsomely. Say it again, Doug. There, you'll be, I need a better one. Is that better?
It's bad enough hearing this, watching it.
Watching it happen, yeah. So at any rate, if you have the ability to figure out what the movie is.
He uses his hand to do that, right?
Yes, but it's not in his mouth.
Okay.
Anyway, 800-510-8255. You knew there was problems when I came to Roberta's. Knew we were going to be in danger. 800-510-8255. Here's clue number one from today's mystery movie.
Worst toy maker in the world. I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
I love this movie.
Ninny muggins?
Love this movie.
I don't know it yet. Go ahead, next clue, Richie.
This place reminds me of Santa's workshop. Except it smells like mushrooms and everyone looks like they want to hurt me.
I think I know it.
Chuck, you got this one?
I believe I do.
All right, let's do it. Last clue.
Classic.
Okay, people, Santa's coming to Santa!
Oh, my God!
I know him! I know him!
All right, so it's stupid. It must be one of those stupid comedians I don't like.
Yeah, it is.
800.
I hate this guy.
Is that who it is, Chucker?
No.
Yes.
800-510-8255. But everybody will know the movie.
It's
that's
a funny
cool
movie.
Give away a nice Christmas present to the first person who calls who has the identity of the movie and has not won before a movie moment. So that's the identity thing coming right up. Chucker has movie news as well right after this on Good Day.
It's the 50% off sale at Toys R Us, and it's one day only. This Wednesday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Say big with 50% off top toys from Fisher-Price, Disney Princess, and Cars. Plus 50% off favorite family board games like Mousetrap and Perfection. And earn 10% back with Rewards R Us, our biggest loyalty offer ever. Don't miss our 50% off sale this Wednesday only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. This week at Best Buy and BestBuy.com, save $100 on the new Kodak Hero 9.1 all-in-one printer. This week only at Best Buy. Valid through Saturday, December 17th. Lowest ink replacement cost is compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges, available in single quantity pricing.
Okay, we have the answer coming right up, 1, 2, 3, for the movie of the day, while Trucker does 1, 2, 3 with his movie news.
All right, Doug, interesting story. George Clooney's production company has obtained the rights to the book Dangerously Funny with the intent on producing a film based on the Smothers Brothers and Tom and Dick in the CBS TV variety show of the 1960s. Clooney might wind up directing the project. Other news, Tom Cruise in a recent interview promoting his Mission Impossible 4 says a Top Gun sequel is a go and the script is being written. As I said a few months ago, Paramount will re-release the original Top Gun.
I am going to interrupt you. I am going to interrupt you now.
Sure.
Because as most everybody knows, and this is not the name dropper thing, but because we're all such big 24 fans and spending the time with Mary Lynn Rice Campus the past week. So I said to her last night at dinner, what do you know about the movie? And she said, do you think I'm, I forgot how she put it, but it was something, she had that expression, you know, that pouty expression that she gets. She said, well, what do you think I know, or what do you think I should know? I said, well, there's only two characters that they have to bring back, and it's you and Jack. She says, yeah, I have gotten one call and one call only, and that's from my agent saying that there's a script floating around. I know nothing other than that about now. Is that, and they're worried, and she's worried about what they're going to be able to do in 2 hours. She said, I don't know how we can tell the story, a 24 story in 2 hours.
What do you mean, 24 hours?
Well, that's the whole gimmick behind the show. Yeah,
they could certainly do a good story in 2 hours, as long as they got a good script and director.
Well, what they do, I said, they'll leave a cliffhanger like they did with the end of the show, the last frame on you and him, and then they finish the next one that way. They just keep it going, because you know the fans are going to show up in droves.
I'm just curious what the budget will be, how much they'll spend on it.
It's got to be a big budget. That has to be a big budget movie, Sharpner, don't you think?
Yeah, at least $75 million, I would think.
All right, who's Richie up here with the
Doug
answer?
In New York.
Doug, what's the name of the movie?
Elf.
Elf. E-L-F. Yay. You got it, sir. Congratulations.